folks. This is Angela Lambrew, creator of the Kitbull Story. I want to personally welcome and thank you for joining us today. This is your podcast where animals have a voice. Follow Kit Bull as she shares some fun and meaningful stories with a message for everyone. Now sit back and enjoy the episode.
It was after the rain, and Rose sat under a tree drinking her coffee with Kit by her side. She thought about the week's previous frantic moments when they had found a puppy with a broken leg. And as she was about to take another sip of coffee, she sees Mr. Molestoso walk into the office with Nestor. She quickly runs to meet him.
Oh, for goodness sake, never a dull moment. Hello, Mr. Molestoso. How are you? Bringing Nestor in today?
Yes, but Nestor has been misbehaving badly again. You know, I spent so much money buying him the chicest outfits, only to later find them in shreds. No, he doesn't appreciate anything I do for him to make him look special.
Mr. Molestoso, you know we've discussed this before. A dog is not a doll, and clearly Nestor doesn't like dressing up. I don't think he looks content in his outfit, don't you think?
Excuse me? Excuse me, Rose? He's a happy dog. He's not starving. And I never hit him, so I don't see what the problem is. But I will tell you what is a problem. Now, when I take him to the dog run or for a walk, he just stands still. He doesn't play with the other dogs, and he looks absolutely silly. Hush! It's very annoying and embarrassing to me.
I know you love Nestor, and he is a pretty lucky dog to have you as a dad. But the truth is, clothes on a dog are uncomfortable. And most likely restricting. Not to mention, it's hard for them to communicate with other dogs if they're all covered up. It's just not natural.
But you see other dogs wearing cute outfits. Okay, so why do they sell clothes for pets anyway? Oh, have you seen the designer lines for fashionable poochies? Oh, it makes me go crazy to go shopping for him. Rose, I love shopping for him so much.
Businesses go where there's money to be made. That's why the pet clothing industry is so big. It really appeals more to people than pets, you know? Have you thought that maybe it's just fun for you?
Oh, what a silly question. Of course I enjoy it. Oh, hello? Oh, yes, okay. I'll be there in a few minutes. Sorry, Rose. We will chat some other time. I'm late for my appointment. Love and kisses to the bad boy Nestor. Ciao, ciao!
There was so much more Rose wanted to say to Mr. Molestoso, and she would keep trying. Meanwhile, she helped Nestor out of the bow tie jacket and booties he was wearing. He shook himself off, flew out the door, and suddenly started running circles around the yard. Rose stood by the window watching, but knew Kit was there to handle the situation.
Hi, Nestor. Wow, why are you running all over the place like that? Goodness, will you stop for a moment and talk to me? Come on, stop, Nestor. What gives?
I hate wearing clothes. I am a dog, and dogs don't wear clothes. Why doesn't he get it?
Well, I'm glad it's nothing too serious, at least. But just be careful where you race the next time. I don't want you to get hurt.
Nothing serious? Wanna bet? You wanna know what it feels like to be dressed in chains?
No, not really. Oh, I am sorry, Nestor. You're right. It is a serious thing, and especially to you. Well, Rose puts jackets only on the little dogs that need to keep warm, or on dogs that are feeling anxious or insecure about something. But that's it.
It's uncomfortable, for crying out loud. Wait, he had me in a raincoat with a hat the other day. I couldn't even see with the darn thing on. I can't do my business comfortably. And even worse, I must have looked like a Lulu in front of the guys at the dog run.
You know, I don't think your dad means to harm you. It must bring him so much joy to see you dressed like that. Because he does spend a lot of time, effort, and money on it. There must be a balance somewhere. It's something to think about.
Nope, not a chance. I need Pop to get the message. I don't want to wear clothes, and that's final.
Yes, people need to be more mindful of what animals want and not just what they want. I'm glad Rose got you out of those clothes. Feeling better? I bet she talked to your dad. Let's see how it turns out the next time you come. Come on, let's do some zoomies over here. I bet I'm faster than you.
Wanna bet?
Rose looked out the window. The rain had stopped and a rainbow covered the sky. She smiled as she stood there, watching the dogs play, knowing Kit was always there for support. Nestor felt somewhat optimistic and would give it a chance, and Kit was confident Rose would help him out.
Join Kit and her friends on the next episode. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a comment, a review, or both. And follow us on Instagram at Kitpool Story, on Facebook at Kitpool Story, and our website at thekitpoolstory.com. Thanks again.